Welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and today we're diving into how mindset can shift your life, your confidence, your purpose. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Flawless Conversations, where identity meets impact and your story becomes your power. I'm your host, Tamika Jones, Air Force nurse, best-selling author, speaker, and your identity and confidence coach. Now, let me say this. This is not surface-level conversation. This is where leaders come to tell the truth, the pressure, the pivots, and the lessons, and the identity behind their success. Because over here, we don't perform, we transform. Today, I'm sitting down with a woman whose story carries discipline, resilience, motherhood, reinvention, and purpose. Miss Lanice Bell King served in the United States Army from 2007 to 2015, including deployment to Iraq while raising her children as a single parent. After medical retirement, she stepped into a chapter centered on higher education, healing, and impact. And she is now pursuing a master's degree in teaching with a concentration in elementary special education. She is also a proud member of Lambda Sigma Sigma Alumni Chapter of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, where she served and sisterhood continues to shape her journey. Lanice, welcome to Flawless Conversations.
Good morning. Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Now on this show, I walk every guest through my signature flaws method, because I believe this. Because on Flawless Conversations, our flaws didn't break us. They built us. And this space isn't about fixing you or me or anyone else. It's about remembering exactly who we are. Flawless Conversation is about revealing who we've always been, right? Beneath the pressure, the expectations, the roles we thought we had to perform, and revealing who we've always been. Right? We face it, we love it, we accept it, we work through it, and in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we fully step into it. So let's begin, Lanice. When you first stepped into the Army in 2007, what did you believe strength was, and how did that definition change over time?
Well, first stepping into the Army, I grew up in a military family. So, you know, that was installed with me as a child. And, you know, the military was something that I knew that would be an instrument in me growing as a human being, adult. So, you know, it was a challenge for me, because when I enlisted into the Army, I was 27 years old. So that was a big leap. Because I was competing with much younger individuals, you know, that just graduate from high school. So, you know, the thing that I have to highlight is I had that discipline from my childhood all the way into my adult years. So a lot of the, you know, the younger individuals, they would look up to me because I experienced life. And I had that mature vibe that they lacked, you know, because they were so used to being, you know, having supervision from their parents and from teachers and coaches, where I already experienced all of that. So, you know, it was a great thing, you know, when the younger ladies would come up to me and they're like, how do I pivot from being a civilian to a soldier?
Awesome. I love it. That discipline, that's what it's about, especially going into the service. And I did some time in the Air Force too, but during basic training, girl, we had a chance to go get clothes, right? From like underclothes and stuff like that, socks from one of the shopettes, the PX. And I saw some M&Ms that I wanted, right? Talking about discipline, right?
Yes.
And I bought the M&Ms and took them back to the dorms. It was eating the M&Ms. And my instructor was like, no, ma'am. Oh my goodness, it was horrible. He ripped me a new one. But once again, that discipline, even the smallest things, right? That wasn't allowed in training, right?
Yes.
So yeah, discipline is key. It's key. What was the first hard truth you had to face about yourself while serving in such a demanding environment like the Army?
The hardest thing was I had to keep my mouth shut because I was very, open-minded, and when I saw the injustice, you had to respect the military chain of command. So it wasn't like I could go to an NCO and tell him or her, "Hey, this is what I saw. You need to correct this." No, I had to humble myself and come to them as a professional. And then if I didn't see any positive results, then I would go to the next person above that individual. So
That's
I couldn't
interesting.
be hood, as people say. You had to be, maintain your military bearings.
Right, or tell it like it is, right? We want to tell it like it is and tell it when we want to tell it, right? But it's a time and
Yes.
place for everything, and the military definitely taught us that, right?
Yes.
So serving while raising your children and carrying on so much responsibility at the same time is a it's huge. It's really huge. What did that season force you to confront emotionally?
Well, first, my son,
Okay.
my son Desmond Bell, he's 17 years old, and he actually brought out the parent in me, the mature, because now I had someone depending on me to do all the right things. So that was a struggle, because one, I was used to carrying a human being inside of me, and then I had to transition into being a soldier and carrying, not putting the diaper bag on the shelf, and now I'm here, carrying armor and a rucksack, and just trying to stay alive. So, my son, he was the one that really pushed me into making those hard choices, and also my mother was instrumental, because she was a single parent for, all the way up to high school when I graduated in 1999. So a lot of the things that my mom did, making those sacrifices, I was like, you know what? My mom didn't do everything perfect, but I was gonna, take everything that I learned from her and put it into my parenting. And then my daughter, which is gonna be 10 years old next month, she pretty much was not aware of, the army life, but she saw all the perks that came with that. So, she got to really say, my mom, when she would go to school, she was like, my mom is better than your mom. My mom laced up her boots and she dodged bullets and whatnot. So it was just this whole, my daughter would use me as a role model to say, you know what, my mom actually rocks. Your mom stayed at home and was the caregiver. So
Wow, that's deep. I love it. I love it. So your son was your motivation and your mom was your motivation,
yes.
military to keep going because you had someone, two people looking up to you.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's deep. For the military woman or the man who's watching, who feels like life has hardened him or her, what truth does she do she or he need to face before they can heal and move forward in life? Because sometimes, veterans or active duty military service members, they go through so much, and it hardens them. It hardens our heart, right? Or even the truth. They may have experienced something in the military that they don't want to face, right? So how can they face what they're going through to be able to heal through it and move forward?
I would suggest being open, knowing that you're not alone. There have been other people that experience the confusion and the trauma. So as long as you had the confidence to raise your right hand and say, you know what, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to maintain freedom on the home front. So you have to do the same thing, you know, for your mental sake, for your mindfulness. There are resources. You just have to know where to go and ask those questions, and don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed, because you don't know what the next person is going through or the questions that they have. So, it actually started with my mother, because during the time of deployment, my mom was going through a lot of stuff. I'm her only child. So she tried to hold on as much as she could. And then the real trial started when I came home from deployment, because I was not the same child that she saw deploy. So she worked for the Department of Veteran Affairs, and she had a lot of people, colleagues, that knew what she was experiencing. And one of those individuals was a Blue Star mother. And that Blue Star mother came up to my mother and was like, there are a bunch of mothers that know what you're going through, and what we're gonna do, we're gonna work on you first, and then you work on your child. So that's what my mom did. And I really didn't ask for that. I thought she was just being, a nosy, controlling parent, but she was doing her job. So, for any male or female veteran, communicate. Communication is the main thing. You have to. And if a person doesn't understand how you're feeling or the thoughts, you got to change the narrative. You got to switch the narrative and start talking, because you don't know, you can be the trailblazer for people behind you.
And I love it, because that's what truth sounds like, and that's also what healing sounds like. So stay right here, because next we're stepping into Love It, and we're talking about the strength under pressure leadership and what it means to keep showing up without losing yourself.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible, confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV show, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock non-stop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. Welcome back. Now we're stepping into the L in my flaws method. Love it, because how we value ourselves will always show up in how we lead and how we show up. How we love ourselves shows the world that we will accept what we believe we deserve and how we expect to be treated. Lanice, what did leadership look like for you when you were balancing the military service, motherhood, your health, your mom, all the things, right? How did that look, leadership look at the same time while juggling all the things at the same time?
I didn't know anything about leadership, not until I really got involved with a lot of nonprofit organizations. So, one organization I give props to is The Mission Continues. The Mission Continues was, it was so big in my life, because I didn't know that I had leadership skills. I knew how to be a parent, but I didn't know that, that leadership lay dormant from the military. So when I started involving myself and going to conferences and functions, That's where the leadership really kicked in. And there was a particular program. It was a women's leadership program. And we were given the opportunity. It was hard. It was very competitive. I had to fill out an essay and, talk about what I could bring to the table as a leader. And during that program, I met some fabulous, outstanding women, and one of those women turned out to be my line sister. And she just brought so much out of me that I did not know existed. And during one of the conferences, I came out and shared in a ballroom that I'm a survivor of military sexual trauma. And this woman, my line sister ran from one part of the ballroom, and she basically grabbed me. She bear hugged me, and we just cried. And she said something to me. She was like, "Out of all the years that we've been friends, why didn't you ever, say this?" And I was like, "Because I was ashamed." And I could say this, there was not a dry eye in that ballroom from there. And so the person that spoke about, surviving military sexual trauma, she actually wrote a book. And at our graduation, the writer said, "I want you to return home, and I want you to go hard and advocate for what you experience, because you don't know who you're going to cross paths with." So, I took those suggestions and advice, and that's what really got me into being a leader, because you don't know who you're going to come your cross paths with. So, it just now it comes natural to me. I don't even think about, being a leader. It just comes natural, and I volunteer it. And yeah, that's all I gotta say. But I selflessly, advocate for those things. When people talk about the trauma that occurred in the military, it's very taboo. And I want to change it from being taboo, So.
Yes, and it happens so often in all branches of service. And yes, so each of us have a story, and you have a story, and you're using your story and your trials and tribulations and what you've gone through, your experience, right? You're using it as impact, right? And I
Yes.
have a hoodie, women empowerment hoodie that I created. And I have it's a big circle, and it has we all are created on purpose for a greater purpose, right? Because we are, right? We are created. And greater can mean something simple. Me or you walking in a grocery store, and this lady is trying to buy milk for her, child, and can't afford the milk, right? But we have a few extra dollars, and we pay for that milk, right? We was
Yes.
created for that exact purpose, that exact moment, right? To help that lady to buy the milk. And like I said, some people think purpose is so huge, right? And it don't have to be huge, right?
No, it could be a, something very small. And a lot of people, when I do a kind gesture, they're like, "Oh, can I pay you back?" Yes, you could pay me back by paying it forward for the
Yes,
next person.
absolutely.
So, and that's something that I learned from my family and from friends that, have shown me, you can be, you don't have to be vulnerable, but you have to be vigilant to whatever is crossing your table. So,
And open, right? And open
yes.
to receive and open to give. Because a lot of times, we're not open to receive. We give, 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 give. Some people give, 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 give until their cup is empty, but it's hard for them to receive, right?
Yes.
Whether it's something that, they haven't set boundaries yet to be able to receive, or they just it's not used to receiving, right? So it has to go both ways. So Lenise, how do you stay anchored in the moments where the pressure and the societal expectations, the labels, your journey period could have easily broken your confidence?
My faith.
Your faith, yes.
Yes, my faith. I've been to many churches, and with being visiting a lot of churches, I meet people that pour into me. You don't have to meet the expectations. You make your own path. You make your own direction and thoughts, because only what the you only know what you want, the expectation for yourself. And I always, tell my children and anybody, I start talking to, is the only person you compete with is the person you were yesterday.
Yes.
You don't compete with another human being because you don't know what they're going through or how they got to where they're at right now. So you have to use a lot of common sense in knowing where you want to be in the next week, month, year. You're the only one, but don't forget that, religion, whatever religion you practice, it got you to, being in a comfortable place. So, I'm a member of a very small church in Covington, Georgia, called Christian Love Baptist Church. And what I've learned from not only my pastor and first lady, but also from, the members, it's just like they don't put me down, but they've shared with me, I paved the way for you and the next generations. So it's taking the time to listen. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't do. They think they know everything and they end up, asking themselves, why did I get here?
Or
And all you
how,
had to
right?
do, yeah, all you had to do was sit and listen to, the people that are much older than you. And also you can't just be selective on talking to older people because you also learn things from the younger generation as well. And I look at my children, they're my inspirations, they're my role models, but I do have to remind them I'm the mama. I'm the adult. So, but they do, keep me grounded. So,
Awesome. I love it.
that
I love it, love it. So the faith, I got it.
Yes.
Yes, love it, love it, love it. Faith. So faith is what kept you through all the things. So where can someone find you if they want to connect with you? Where can they find you? Where can they find Lise?
I am on Facebook and I'm very selective on the people that I do befriend. And then also I'm a very proud member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, founded 1922 at Butler University. We had seven founders that were educators themselves. So, if you're a member of the Divine Nine or the D9, you will find me at some type of function if it's close to home. Because I don't really do a whole lot of traveling because of my physical limitations from serving in the army. So, but I'm usually, at some type of function, event, conference, through the sorority. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. I'm not really on LinkedIn like that, but yeah, you know, you a person can find me in the streets of Atlanta, sharing my smile.
I love it. Okay, you all stay with us because next we're stepping into accepted. This is where pain, transition, and purpose meet. More to come on Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible, confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. We're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back. We are now in the A in my flaws method. Accept it. This is where everything gets real because acceptance is not settling, it's clarity. It's where identity stops being something we talk about, but becomes something we operate from. Lanice, after medical retirement, what was the hardest part of accepting that one chapter you had to end?
Transitioning into a civilian.
Oh yeah. Ooh, yes, that part. Yes, ma'am. That was hard for me as well.
I was used to structure, waking up 5 o'clock in the morning, getting dressed to be in my uniform, then going to work, and then coming, leaving work, and then going to do PT, physical therapy. That was something that I was not used to. And I just felt like I was lost, because it's that military life is something that has become accustomed. So now, as a civilian, I was like, okay, what do I do now? Okay, it's automatic. I'm going to feed my son. But as of, not being around that camaraderie, that was the hard part. So,
That was hard. Yeah, waking up and going to a 9 to 5 and saying, "What am I supposed to do?" Because in the military, we know what we know every day the mission, right? It's all about the mission,
yes.
and we got to execute. So we know what we supposed to do, how we're gonna do it, the resources we need to make it happen, all the things, right? But in the civilian life, it's like, where do I go get go to these hospitals? Where do I go get the Chuck's pass from? Where is the IV pole? You got to figure it out, right? And I think
Yes.
that's a form of discipline and having to learn these things and continue to resilience is what I'm trying to say, and just keep going and pressing through, right? How did you begin to see that transition? It was not like a punishment, or it was not the end of your purpose, but it was preparing you for something greater. When did you know or see that pivot?
I think it was a year after I retired, because I went into a military transitional program, and I was responsible for the rent. I was responsible for, the utilities. And once I got used to that, then I had a social worker and a caseworker, and they both agreed I was not ready to integrate into having a 9 to 5. So I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? My grandmother, that was another person that, got me to be focused. And my grandmother is like 101 years old. She turned 101 last year. I mean, last month. And she was like, you know what? I want you to get higher learning. Higher learning is going to get you very far. So, my social worker and caseworker took me down to the local community college. And when I took the placement test, I tested very high for social work. So I started studying, sociology. And I continued that all the way up to my bachelor's degree. So, You have to know where you're going and where the money is. That's it's the whole thing, working your passion and knowing your worth. A lot of people don't know their worth. They don't know it until they're down and out. So, my education, higher learning, it got me to saying, you know what? I can do this.
Love it. So, for the audience, what role did healing and personal growth play in helping you trust your next assignment in life? Because sometimes, we go through these things when we can't see the other side, right? We can't see the bigger picture. All we see is pieces of the puzzle, right? I'm going through this. I gotta do this. My child don't have this. My husband need this. My wife, and you just going through the motions with life, right? And never had a chance to heal or process certain things. What role did healing and personal growth play in helping you trust your next assignment in life?
Identifying my village, that's what helped.
So connections with resources and people,
Yes,
like-minded people.
it was more of my village, because I knew that I did not want to connect with people that were users. I wanted to really connect with people that were winning in life. And the one person I can contribute, the healing part is my husband, my second husband. My second husband, he really saved me from the depression, from, being hyper-vigilant, thinking that I was never going to fall in love with someone that could compliment me. And he was the one,
Wow. So
literally.
basically, confiding in someone who's one like-minded, who supportive, right? Nurturing and see your potential and your growth and want the best for you. So finding your village. You said it. You said finding your village. I love it. For someone who feels stuck between who they are and who they are becoming, what do you want them to understand about purpose after pain?
I want them to know that there's a difference between purpose. Your purpose is to be independent of yourself. Like you said earlier, knowing your boundaries, because you just can't be passive for, for all people to come into your life and think that they have this thought of, they have the best thought of what they want you to be. And then the passion is going to be the hunger. It's going to be the thirst of you knowing that only you can produce that passion. So, if you're staying at home and you're not working in your purpose, then how can you say that you overcame, So for me, it was kind of like having my children. I had to find that purpose. And then the passion doesn't happen overnight. You got to work into it. So you have to know the definitions to the
Yes.
purpose and passion.
So having that purpose and passion, whenever you're feeling stuck, and that alignment that brings clarity. I think that's what you're trying to say, that alignment with all things that bring the clarity to your purpose, through your pain, right? Whatever pain or setbacks that you experienced in life, right? You can use them as fuel, right? Right, for your purpose and your passion, yeah, right, in life. And a lot of times we fail to realize that. Oh man, I filed bankruptcy last year. Somebody may be going through it, one of your friends may be going through financial struggles, right? So use that, your experiences, as fuel to help the next, your sister or your brother get through
Yes.
whatever it is that they're going through, right? So,
Yes.
and then whenever I go through contrast, any type of negativity or anything that I'm going through, I stop. And I stop, and you mentioned faith too, and I sit with God and I say, okay, one, what am I supposed to learn in this season, in this lesson, right? What am I supposed to learn, right? And how can I get through it, right? And then what there is a will, there's a way, right? So
I
align it.
also,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I also want to, I'm putting all these plugs and everything. What has actually helped me in the last year is I have a service dog. And yes, and my service dog, she was adopted. Well, she came from Canines for Warriors. Canines for Warriors is they partner veterans with rescue dogs. So
Awesome.
that was something, she's actually enjoying life right next to me. she's asleep. So that she was another one. This organization saved me. They really, really saved me, to the point that before I went to them, I was weighing 198 pounds. Because I wasn't getting out there and doing the exercises. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't, I was so focused on all the negative things of not, the healing. And when I flew down to the organization, I was surrounded by veterans. That was another thing. And, being around some awesome people that lived the same thing that I was going through. And it took me to, understanding what my service dog went through. She was a rescue. So not only did she, go through some trauma, I was going through trauma, and now she's like a spoiled, that's my fur baby. She's spoiled to, very much. So, this helps having a service dog. I've learned to calm down. I've learned to breathe out whatever is angering me or making me sad. All I got to do is look at her and I go back to smiling and laughing and being goofy. So,
And I love it. 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 Let's talk more about it in the next segment. Thank you so
okay.
much, Lanice. So
Welcome.
up next, we step into execution, identity, and sisterhood, because what we survive matters, but who we become through it, that's the legacy we leave. More to come on Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible, confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV show live or on demand anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Espanol. On the move, catch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. Welcome back. This is where transformation becomes visible because purpose without discipline is just potential sitting still. This is the W and S in my flaws method. Work through it and step into it. So let's go there. Lanice, did you have a mentor while teaching at DeKalb County School District? And if so, who was it and how did they shape your who you are today?
Okay. So yes, I had an awesome mentor. Her name is Tamika Bryant, Sharon Bryant. And I was her paraprofessional where we taught third graders in special education. And it was like the meeting of minds. The principal, Candace Hardy, she's the principal of Columbia Elementary School in Decatur, Georgia. She did an awesome job partnering us. And so when I became Miss Bryan's para, she showed me a lot of stuff. You know, she has some years in teaching special education. So it was the meeting of minds. I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. This is my purpose. And the fact that I'm a product of special education. When I became a student, that was in the third grade. So all the way from the third grade to me getting my bachelor's degree, I use special education as a stepping stool. A lot of times I told my students, don't use your learning disability as a crutch. Use it as something that you can better yourself. Don't think that, you know, the general ed students are better than you. It's just the fact that you learn different and you learn at a different speed. So it was Miss Bryant that is my what's the word?
Mentor,
She
you should.
mentor my inspiration. She's my
Inspiration. Love it.
inspiration.
Love it, love
Yes.
it, love it. Love it, love it. So in what ways did your military discipline, you getting your degree in education, also your sorority sisterhood, because I know you said you are part of a sorority. All those things combined together, how does that serve you today, or how did that help you to become who you are today?
Well, the education part of being a teacher, that was something that I learned from being a para. And then the education part, that actually went hand in hand with the teachers. Like I said, my seven founders, they were educators themselves, and they focused on educating the vulnerable populations. So, you know, that's what I want to do with, you know, not only the students, but also with the parents. Because a lot of times these parents are using special education as a reason not to really check in with the students. So you have to be very much involved. And then you have to be involved in the sorority because you have some people that join the Greek organizations just for the colors, just for the letters. No, you got to get out there and do the work. You have to do the
Literally.
volunteering. You have to get your
Yes.
hands dirty. And that shows when you're, you know, putting yourself out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's where the military comes from, you
Yes.
know. So I feel like that goes hand in hand. And then,
Awesome.
excuse me, being a poodles and boots, that is a definite, you know, door opener because you don't come across members that served in the military and then are members of a Greek organization.
Yes.
So the ladies that I have met and been mentored by, they have actually showed me it's all right. It's all right to be a human being. It's all right to cry and laugh and whatnot. And that's
Absolutely.
what Lambda Sigma Sigma has
Listen.
done. They have really transformed me into, you know, walking into a room and owning that room. You know, I
That's
sit at the
amazing.
table. I don't ask anybody, can I sit right here? I
Right.
automatically just pop down in the seat. So
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it how you put all three together. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So on Flawless Conversation, every guest leaves us with two powerful moments. One is a flawless fact, right? And the other one is a flawless nugget. The flawless fact is something about you, something that could be something interesting, something funny. You love the color green, you love chocolate chip ice cream, whatever it is. We just want to know something funny about Lanice or something, a fun fact. Could be anything.
well, one fun fact, I'm a proud, proud Aries woman. So
Proud woman. Okay, Aries. Okay.
I don't celebrate my birthday just one day. No, I take the whole month
The whole
and I'm
month.
doing
Wow. Okay.
something big for me.
Okay.
So,
Love it.
some people they're like, why celebrate? Well, think about it. Every single day you wake up, that's a birthday gift. That's
That's
a
a birthday
Christmas
gift.
gift.
Yes.
So, that's the
Yes.
fun fact. People are
Okay.
like, you're crazy.
No, you just love yourself. Self-love. Love it, love it, love it, love it. So flawless nugget. That's your gift to the audience. Something that the audience can take away, right? That can help them, that they can apply it, or they can actually even pass it on to someone who need it. It could be an affirmation, words of wisdom, it could be anything, something that they resonate with, that they can take away from this show.
Know that you can, it's all right to take baby steps.
I love it. It's okay to take baby steps. It's okay to take baby steps. Y'all hear that? It's okay to take baby steps. Lanice, where can people find you if they want to connect with you and support your journey?
Well, they can find me on Facebook. That's one sure way to find me. My name on Facebook is Miss Lanice, and then space King, Miss Lanice King.
Okay, Miss Lanice Space King. All
Yes.
right. Lanice, thank you for bringing this level of honesty, resilience, and grace to this flawless conversation. What we're taking away is this: strength isn't just about survival, it's about how we show up in service and who we are and how we build in our community, right? So when we face the truth, we honor the pressure, accept the pain, and step into our purpose, we don't just overcome, right? We become, right? Becoming her, becoming him. I'm Tamika Jones, your identity and confidence coach, and this is Flawless Conversations, where story becomes your power. I'll see you next time.